I hate to tell you, but we are already heading into the Canada Day long weekend. Summers fly by so quickly, and this one is no exception. Of course, the highlight this weekend is the big Aurelia Canada Day party, down at Couchiching Beach Park. Back after a long COVID-19 hiatus, with bells on. All of our old favorites are here, including the Midway, the morning pancake breakfast, the parades, live music, vendors, and the giant Canada Day cake, cut and served down at the pavilion by the water. Of course, the fun July 1st events will culminate with a huge fireworks display, visible from the whole park and beyond. I know many of us have mixed feelings about Canada Day, with the history our country and our First Nations brothers and sisters, and the co-opting of our flag by far-right conspiracy theorists and extremists. I choose to see Canada Day as a celebration of what will be, when we work together with our First Nations friends, in the spirit of truth and reconciliation, and move past the fear and anger of the pandemic times. So, come on down to the park and enjoy the day's events. The pancake breakfast is at 8 a.m., the Wheelie Great Kitty Parade at 10:30 a.m., the rides and inflatables start at 11 a.m., the regular parade is at noon, there's a beer garden into the evening, opening ceremonies at 1 p.m., and the cake at 2 p.m., AQND then live music, and fireworks at dusk. Have a great day. Friday, July 1st is also the first of the summer long. See you on the patio nights in downtown Aurelia. The streets will be closed, the patios will be set up, and the food and drinks will be flowing from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. each Friday up to and including Labor Day weekend. As part of the See You on the Patio events, the Peter Street Arts District is having summer art walks in and around the galleries along Peter Street, each Friday from 5 p.m. to dark. Come and browse the art and galleries in this lovely arts district, and buy some art. Don't forget about the Roger Harvey tour in support of the Aurelia Youth Center, which includes three shows on June 30th, July 1st and July 2nd at Eclectic Cafe, Farmfest in Seabright, and the Collingwood Brewery, respectively. These will be amazing shows of wonderful music, some great food and drink, and a chance to support the youth in our community. Tickets are still available here. A shout out to Kevin Gangloff, Youth Center Director and driver of these special events. Despite suffering from a brutally debilitating chronic illness, he keeps on truckin', tirelessly organizing and promoting these events as well as many more, and showing up for the youth in our community in a million ways. Modest to a fault, he will be horrified that I am singling him out, but I have to say it, three cheers for Kevin. If you see him out and about, stop and thank him for all the work he does and all the heart he has. This Saturday, our neighbors in M-Vale are having a sci-fi fantasy festival street party running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event just gets bigger and better, with vendors, cosplay, and lots more. Come check it out. It's worth the drive to M-Vale. The joint presentation of the Leacock Museum and Mariposa Arts Theatre, Bard in the Yards, the complete works of Shakespeare, starts Thursday, running until July 7th. Shows start at 6 p.m. Chairs are provided, and the event is outdoors at the museum. No better place to be in the summer. This will be awesome, so get your tickets here. I just said there was no better place than the Leacock Museum in the summer, but I might have been lying because Mariposa Folk Festival is happening July 8 to 10 in Tudhope Park, and that park during Mariposa is heaven on earth. The lineup, the scenery, the vendors, the food, the atmosphere, there really is nothing like it, and nothing better in terms of the quintessential summertime experience. If you are a regular, you know. If you aren't, go. Just go. You will thank me later. Tickets and information at mariposafolk.ca. Don't delay. This will be a sellout year, I have no doubt. Vinyl Night at Couchiching Craft Brewing Company goes tonight and, in honor of Mariposa, July 7th. More details here. The Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, hosts a closing reception for the exhibit, Dying Matters, July 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. Come look at this beautiful collaboration between OMAH and Hospice Aurelia, before it closes. Coming up, the Aurelia Scottish Festival, July 16th in Couchiching Beach Park. More information coming soon. The 60th Annual Muskoka Arts and Crafts Summer Show, July 15th to 17th at Annie Williams Park in Bracebridge. And more on the Aurelia Opera House Summer Theatre Season. Have a great long weekend and welcome to summer. If you have arts news, send to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.